Rob Jones, how's he?
Rob won't be fit, no, unfortunately. The good news is there's nothing broken there, because that was feared at first on Tuesday night, but that's pleasing news for Rob, but he won't be right for the weekend.
What about going forward? How long do you think he'll be out for?
Well, his recovery powers are good, so hopefully we can look at Tuesday, obviously, is the next step. We'll know more of that after the weekend on Monday, and hopefully if it's not Tuesday, it's next Saturday.
It's unfortunate that someone that influential misses a game of this size.
Well, you have to deal with that. I've said that all along. You have to deal with people getting injured, suspensions, all these things come into play at this time of the season as well, because we've got a couple of players on 9 cautions. So we have to be aware of that. He is a big influence on the team, on the squad, so he will be missed, but it's up to the others to show that he won't be missed.
Have you had a word with the players who are nearly on the line as regard to suspensions? Look, just be careful what you're doing over the next couple of weeks.
No, I think that if you start doing that, I think they get concerned about not doing the right things. If they are silly cautions that can be prevented, then yes, I'll have strong words with them. But if it's deemed a tackle, which is unfair, then they're showing commitment.
Is everybody else okay? Well, from the game against the MK Dons, you've no further injury problems?
Yeah, Gary Woods. Gary Woods reported an injury on Wednesday. Didn't on Tuesday, didn't feel anything, but he was feeling his thigh. He will have a scan today, later on today, to see the extent of that. So we're working on bringing Neil Sullivan back from Wimbledon today, to bring Neil back should Gary not be available for the weekend.
And is it a serious injury with him? I mean, he played the other day, if he had it on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I don't think it is, because, as I say, he didn't report it after the game. He woke up on Wednesday and he was feeling his thigh, it was sore, and he's had treatment yesterday, and we've organised for a scan to be done today to find out exactly what the extent of the injury is.
How's Chris Brown's recovery coming along? How far away is he from being available for selection?
Saturday.
How pleasing is that then?
Yeah, delighted. He's trained up well all week this week, no reactions, and he will travel with the squad to Bournemouth and be involved in the squad as well.
Because he was in excellent form prior to his injury, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a proper centre-forward, doing everything that you want from a centre-forward, leading the line well, good in the air, good pace, getting goals. So we're all pleased that Chris is coming back.
All of the forwards that you have are slightly different, aren't they, in that respect? And he is perhaps that archetypal, as you say, in the centre-forward role. So have you missed him then?
I think we have. I think we have, but results haven't shown that, to be honest. The results have been, we were unbeaten for 5, but now what we need to do is go for on a run of another unbeaten run for 5, at least 5 games.
Just to, before we come on to the next game in Bournemouth, etc., Mark Wilson, why him? What kind of role will he play here?
Mark, obviously with the injuries to David and to Paul, I felt Mark's been here, he's been with us since I've been here, most certainly. He's trained well. And his experience, I know Mark, I signed Mark when he was 18-year-old, so I know Mark inside out and what his qualities can give us. He can give us the experience should we need it at certain times.
Is there a concern, though, that in terms of first-team football, he hasn't played a great deal?
That is a concern, yes, obviously so, but I'm not necessarily saying that he will start a game at this moment in time. He's around for what could help us in a difficult situation in terms of midfield players.
So is it a pay-as-you-play kind of deal? Is it like that?
In some ways, yes. He signed on a non-contract basis to obviously for him to be registered. And without going into any financial details, we're delighted that he's accepted the challenge to come in with us.
I've just seen Danny Webber walk off the training pitch. What's going on with him? Has he signed? Are you going to do anything there?
Well, if we do something, it'll be something similar to Mark as well. Danny's come in at the beginning of the week. We had a really good chat on Monday. I said that we'll talk together towards the end of the week. We've had a good chat today. And it's something similar to Mark in terms of being available should we need him.
And what do you believe, aside from being an extra body, he would actually offer the team?
Experience, good pace. He has still got good pace. I remember when he was a young lad and I saw him play at Manchester United, he had electrifying pace. And he's managed to keep hold of that. He's still got that turn of foot, and that's something we could use as well.
It's obviously been, you've had a few days to digest the MK Dons performance as much as anything else down there. What's your ultimate reflections on it?
We were well beaten. I mean, honesty is the only key in football. We were well beaten by a side who were better than us on the night. And it could have been worse. I mean, they had a lot more chances than us.
What were the missing kind of key ingredients from Doncaster Rovers' perspective then? Because, obviously, as you say, you'd come off that game, or you'd gone into that game on the back of an excellent result against Hartlepool and in good form as well, but something clearly wasn't there.
Yeah, our control and retainment of possession was poor. And that was everybody, not just departments. It wasn't just the defence or the midfield or forwards. Throughout the team, our ball retention was very low. And if that happens, you end up playing poorly.
So I suppose that there is the need to get back to that and get back to that quickly.
Very quickly, and to make it difficult for the opposition. I don't think we did that on Tuesday either. I didn't think we worked it out sooner enough what to do when the opposition had the ball, and they caused us so many problems.
I must bring the subject to you of James Harper. He's a player that's often on the fans' lips and on the fans' minds at the moment. How would you assess his performances? There is a feeling that really Doncaster Rovers haven't seen him at his best.
In my short time I've been here as manager, he's a good professional, trains well, wants to do well for the club. If you're referring to Tuesday night, not his best performance, but I think you can say that about most players on Tuesday night as well. So it wasn't a good game for him. He's an experienced player, and not everybody's going to be the fans' favourite. I think early on in the season, Paul Keegan wasn't the fans' favourite, I believe. So I've been told. But Paul's shown his qualities and been a member of the team that you need in the team. You need all different types.
Just before we come on to the game then, Cameron Howison, how's he? He was ill the other night, wasn't he? Yeah. Is he going to get some football now?
Yeah, Cameron's got a very good chance of starting at Bournemouth, a very good chance of seeing him play at Bournemouth.
What qualities do you see in him then? Because obviously he's been here a couple of weeks now and we haven't seen him play yet, do you see in him?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was sub first game, then he was ill overnight in terms of last weekend, and took a little bit out of him, saw him in training on Monday. Could have started with him on Tuesday at MK Dons, but we decided against it and went for the experience with James because of how much strength he took out of him in terms of his illness over the weekend, because he hadn't done anything since Friday. And we had a light training session, preparation session on Monday, so I think it was a little bit too soon for him. But as I say, he's strong and he's raring to go now for Bournemouth.
So this is a big one, isn't it? Arguably the game of the day in League One, Bournemouth away. What's your assessment of them?
Got talent up front, yeah, most certainly. Got different types of players who can create something. Got quality up front, so we're going to have to be good defensively, and we're going to have to retain the ball better and counter-attack better as well than we did on Tuesday.
Do you think the winner of this will take a giant stride towards making the playoffs, if not automatic this year?
It'll be a big boost for either side, that's most certainly. Most certainly be a boost for us to get something out of the game, because we are top and we want to retain that position. So it'll be a boost for them, obviously, because they've had a difficult period. But they've still got a good squad, some good players. And I still think they'll be there or thereabouts, as we will.
Would you have expected that? Because, OK, they went on a brilliant run initially under Eddie Howe, but at the start of the season, before a ball was kicked, you'd probably have fancied Bournemouth to be up there this year.
Yeah. They've always been a good footballing side and always got good results. So you would, at the start of the season, class them as one of the favourites, yes.
Eddie Howe, then, what do you make of the job he's done? And were you slightly taken aback then that he left Burnley to go back to Bournemouth?
As I understand it was for personal reasons, for family reasons. That's the way I understand it and read it. And if that's the case, he's got to be, he's got to stand, you know, he's got to stand by him in terms of for that decision.
So his team as a whole, how would you assess them? I mean, yet they create lots of chances. Tubbs has been at the heart of some of that over the course of the recent past. Where else do their strengths lie?
I think they've got creativity in midfield as well. They've got in Arta. They've got some direct play from Pooh, who plays in wide positions. So they've got a good mixture there, really.
In terms of Doncaster Rovers going forward now, would that be perhaps with Howison likely to be involved on Saturday? Is that something you want him to bring to the table?
Yeah, once you see his qualities, you realise why we brought him in. He can scrap it out with the best. He's got a lovely left foot. He can strike from distance as well. I've seen him score goals from distance. So he's got a good package together.
And you need to go on that run again, don't you? Five or six games, that would do nicely. There's not long left. We're almost at the 10-game marker now, aren't we?
It's the 10-game mark, and this is where really the class and quality comes through. This is when you show what you've got.
Sheffield United fans would arguably say the same thing, but when maybe a result hasn't gone for Doncaster Rovers, other teams have perhaps had a dip as well. That bodes well. It proves perhaps there's a little bit of luck involved here.
I think you make your own luck, and yeah, it is. We aren't thankful for other people not getting the right results. That's down to them. We have to look after ourselves first and foremost.